This recording, Florida 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I am a public communications major at Florida Atlantic University. That's located in Boca Raton. I am currently living 20 minutes south of there. I take I-95 back and forth because FAU is right off I-95. It's just east of there, and I live right off I-95 as well. There is another highway which I could take the turnpike, but that would be completely out of my way. 20 minutes, 25 minutes, it's not a huge ordeal, but traffic can be pretty bad in the morning, rush hour definitely, and coming home around 4 or 5 o'clock. Gas can also get expensive going back and forth, although now the gas prices are pretty decent, I'd have to say. When I go to the gas station, I pay for gas. I usually use my debit card and you know, I usually use regular gas and put it in my gas tank, make sure the engine's off. I pump it and fill it, pretty much I always fill it up all the way so that I don't have to make as many trips to the gas station. Try not to drive on empty at all. The classes I'm currently taking at FAU are Communication, Gender, and Language. I'm taking Ethnicity and Communication. I'm taking Small Group Processes. And I'm also taking a Sociology class, Human Sexuality and Social Change. I like my classes a lot right now. It's about 15 credits of classes I'm taking. My teachers seem a little hard, but I think they're really good. And I'm taking Mass Communication Theory as well. That's another class that I definitely need to take, but I'm really enjoying the semester so far. And next semester I hope to take up an internship of some sort, whether it's working for a news station or something along those lines.